My name is Yasmin Nicole, and you are listening to the Geeky Natural Mom Podcast. Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Welcome back to the Fortress. I hope you guys have been doing well. I hope you guys have been great. Gotta start the show off by giving gratitude. So thank you so much for all the love and support. If you're a new listener, welcome. I hope you subscribe to wherever you're listening to the podcast on. And if you love the podcast, make sure that you could click the link in the show notes to see how you can support the podcast. So I really wanted to talk about this yesterday in Podiary, but I already had the other episode kind of scheduled. So I think that it's important to tell you guys that I'm not okay. And how much that I try to push myself, how to remain optimistic, how to keep smiling, how to keep pushing myself, you know, to accomplish everything I'm trying to accomplish and, you know, do everything that I'm doing right now. I'm not okay. And I haven't been in a while. And, you know, I really had to look at myself and really reflect on why I'm not okay and why, you know, I keep doing this to myself because it's not healthy. Like, I've been getting sick and I really haven't been myself. I've been like kind of a hermit crab and just like, you know, just like being in a shell. Like, I don't want to get up. Like, I don't want to do my daily routine, but I know that I have to. So I'm basically like functioning because I know I need to function, but not functioning and, you know, being, you know, feeling good, you know what I'm saying? So the other day, like, I had like a panic attack, like a panic and anxiety attack, and I was like, so I was scared. Like, I didn't know, because I've had like anxiety attacks before, but I never had a panic attack. So it was just like, I was so scared of what might happen because like I never experienced that before. So, and I knew like I was at my breaking point when I had the panic attack, and like I haven't been, you know, really open up about how I've been feeling. Like, I've been through these episodes, like, just, like, a little bit. And I try not, like, you're supposed to be open and you're supposed to really talk about the things that is really important. Because, you know, when podcasters do these things, they try to help you and they try to uplift you or try to, you know, kind of teach you something, whatever the podcast topic is. So when I just feel like I need to open up more and I need to express, you know, everything so that you can get a better glimpse of me and really I can just maybe help somebody, you know, in my situation, because I know that I'm not alone in these situations. So I hope that, you know, me really expressing and really talking about my emotions, I hope, you know, it helps someone. And I hope that, you know, you can get something out of it. So I think that's like the main focus of a podcaster. So I just wanted to throw that in there too. I don't think that I've been dealing with everything that's happening now and, you know, that happened within like the past 2 years properly. You know, I've dealt with a breakup of an ex and, you know, dealing with the children's autism diagnosis, and then like other stuff in my personal life, like dating and like all these other things that like I haven't handled properly. And my kind of mindset when I'm dealing with something is like, just move on and just like, just not deal with it and move on. Cause like, I don't have time to grieve. I don't have time to feel the emotion because, you know, I have to move on. I have to, and I think that's what, you know, probably how I was raised. It was just like I wasn't able to deal with anything properly. It was just like, okay, you know, this happened, but, you know, deal with it pretty much. And a lot of that was like when my mom passed, I felt like, and I spoke about this before, like I never got a chance to really grieve properly and really, you know, deal with her loss the way I was supposed to, because it was just like, oh, you know, you have a child, so take care of your child. And that kind of like went from the downfall of, you know, me having to let my be in my family's care for a while, because my inner self was not good. Like I was not in the mental space where I was able to raise a child. Like I wasn't, because like I didn't have that moment to grieve, that time to grieve, because like I lost my best friend. So like, and then like, you know, on top of, you know, stuff that was going on at the time and just trying to figure out my life, you know, I was 20 years old when I lost my mom. So, and like I said, I talked about this stuff before, so I don't want to like, you know, like talk about it again and like be a repetitive thing, but I've never got a chance to like deal with things properly. And I feel like, you know, when you grow up, you know, as a black girl, as a black woman, like you don't you can't grieve. Like you can't have time for yourself. Like generational, you know, curses. I'm not gonna say curses, but generational things where the black woman is not allowed to grieve or feel emotions. They have to be strong all the time. So I wasn't allowed to be sad. I wasn't allowed to be angry because I had to be strong and I had to, you know, care for others or do for others or figure out what I need to do and things like that. So now, you know, being at a certain age now, I'm learning that it's okay if I'm not strong all the time. And like, being strong is tough. Like it really takes a toll on me because like I'm dealing with all this stuff by myself. Like I probably get a little bit of support and it's really, really tough. And then, you know, on top of me having, you know, mental issues, like mental illness and really dealing with that. So it was like my emotions plus my kids' emotions. And it's just like, ugh, it's just so much. But I'm always had to be the optimistic one and always saying like, it's going to get better, which these things will, but not letting myself be human to really feel emotion. And like a lot of different experiences that, you know, I went through kind of made me have this wall up of emotion, because again, I had to be tough. Like I had to be strong because you wasn't allowed to show emotion. So like finally trying to break down my walls and really grow as a person and kind of figuring out like what is triggering me to have, you know, this deep depression or being in this dark place or to just feel like what's enabling it, you know what I'm saying? So I just, that is what I'm like working on now, you know, getting older, is really figuring out my triggers, like really figuring them out and really trying to work through them and really focus on my mental health. And I say, like, you know, being in a toxic relationship, you know, does not help and it did not help. And, you know, from the outside looking in, like, I feel so stupid of not really taking care of myself. And I know I shouldn't be, because, like, you know, it was meant for me to, you know, be, you know, to be in that situation, to, you know, kind of deal with it. So, like, I can't regret, you know, being in that relationship, because it helped me grow. It helped me really figure out who I was as a person and really show myself that I can get out of, like, really dark, you know, places, because I've been through some dark places. But, like, being in that relationship prior, like, that last year, I was really, really in the dark space. Like, I was contemplating, like, suicide. Like, I didn't want to be here. I didn't want to eat properly. You know, I didn't want to, I just didn't want to be here knowing that, you know, I'm dealing with all this. And why? But, you know, I was strong enough to take care of my kids, and I was strong enough to just function. And I can't figure out how I did it, but, you know, I did it, and I'm so grateful to God. And I, you know, got out of that situation. And now, like, I can't even, you know, when my ex and I have conversations, like, I'll still have those triggers, and I'll still have those flashbacks, and I'll just kind of yell at him for no reason, because I'm just like, I forgave him and I got closure from it, but my heart still has to heal of all the situations that happened between us. And, you know, maybe he will change, or maybe, you know, he will finally grow up and be the man he's supposed to be. But don't think that we get back together. No. But, and I mean, that's not enough for me, the parent, for my children. So it's just, like, kind of hard to trust him, knowing that, you know, certain triggers that still bother me when I talk to him, and he's still doing the same things as far as his vices and the way he reacts to situations, like, you know, that still kind of bothers me. And it's hard for me to really, you know, try to co-parent with him, because I still kind of have that anger, and I just want to have our children have see a healthy relationship with their parents. Like, even though they're 2 and 3, you know, they don't understand, but I still want, you know, them to see us have a healthy relationship, co-parenting, and be able to be in the same room without, like having a sense of hate for this guy. And I'm, like, moving past the point of hating him, because, like, I got that closure. But and I also think that it's more so me, you know, dealing with a breakup, because, like, we worked together for such a long time, and, like, really dealing with the breakup, you know, like, this is a person that I've been with on and off for 7 years. So, you know, kind of like being, even if it was a toxic situation, but being in that situation for a long time is like a comfort there when you're in a relationship, and now you're suddenly out that comfort, and now here you are, you know, alone, and you're dating, and, you know, now dating is weird, and you're trying to figure out what people mean and what they're trying to do. So I think me actually dealing with the breakup, not because, you know, we're not together anymore, it's more so that, you know, I'm grieving of the good times, I'm grieving of the bad times, and I'm just like grieving as a whole that, you know, I wish that things were better for my children. So that's the part of me really dealing with the actual part of like the breakup. So I have to like kind of really deal with that, you know, in a healthy manner, because I haven't. It was just like, okay, here I am breaking up, and we went through a lot of shit, and here I am. Like that's what it was. And me not really talking about it either, like I didn't really talk about like to my close friends about, you know, the breakup and, you know, how I was really feeling and like really what really happened in the relationship. Like a lot of stuff I kept to myself. So now like so really dealing with that, you know, in a proper manner that I hope that we can be co-parents and show our children that they can have a healthy family environment. So that's like what I'm trying to accomplish. And like really dealing with the breakup just properly and just like no love lost. I'm finally done and I'm not letting this trigger me anymore. So like that's what like where I'm at right now. So and like after that, and then like dating and like really trying to figure out like who's for you. And like, you know, I've talked about this in the venting about dating episodes. So just trying to figure out like why it's so difficult. And like, you know, there was like the potential of relationships, and just felt like, you know, I gave my energy into the people. And I swear it was like that episode of Insecure when Issa was really feeling Nathan, and like Nathan ghosted her. And I had that happen to me on 3 occasions. Like one guy, like I was really feeling like we finally had that boyfriend girlfriend like title, he kind of just like ghosted me on my birthday, and it was my 30th birthday. Like how do you ghost somebody on your 30th birthday or stand them up? Like he stood me up first, and then like after that I never heard from them. So like imagine you having like a really sucky 30th birthday, because my birthday really sucked. And like I feel like, okay, this is different. And I never really had a good birthday, so I'm thinking like, okay, I'm turning 30, so this is gonna be a great birthday, you're gonna show me a good time, blah blah blah. Nothing. And then got ghosted after that. So like I really felt some type of way about that, because it's like I said before, like I really put my energy, you know, into this person. Like I really cared about this person, and then for you to not give me any type of communication just kind of sucked. And I really didn't deal with that properly. And then it was another situation where I was feeling a person and they kind of ghosted me because they were dealing with what they were dealing with. And like, here's the thing with that, like can we stop trying to ghost people and actually be honest with people? And really, because like people's emotions are involved, like can we just be honest with each other and tell each other how we feel? If you're not feeling a person, just say I'm not feeling you. If you're saying I'm sorry, like I have a lot of issues going on, you know, I want to take a break, then say that. Like stop leading like people on thinking that there's something when it's really not. Or you said you want to start a relationship with someone and then kind of just like pull yourself out of the equation and disappear. Like that's not healthy at all, and it's not good for my mental health or anyone else's mental health. And I feel like karma comes into play when you don't, really, you know, handle situations properly. And I just, you know, I just hope that, like, with the kids are running in here. I just hope that, like, when I really get into a relationship, that I hope that, you know, communication could be the first thing that can be honest. That I could be that, like the honesty of the communication part can be like the main factor of where we can grow and build, not just in a relationship, but like in our, like with ourselves. Like, I just hope that, you know, that's able to flourish. So, like, you know, just that stuff was really like hard. And like, I didn't want to be emotional about it. Just like, okay, it's just, you know, it's just another guy that you dated. But it's like, no, like you really are trying to invest in something, or you really trying to, like, show the person, you know, that you're wanting these things to happen because they asked for these things to happen. You know what I'm saying? So, that just kind of blew my mind. And so I'm just like kind of taking a step back with dating and just trying to figure out myself out. But I'm just saying, like, if y'all want to put some offers out on the table, I'm just saying, you know, you can hit me up. But for real, like, don't really. I just, like, for real, like, I'm just chilling right now. But that really took a toll on me. And really just, cause it's like, maybe cause I'm a hopeless romantic, I don't know, but you really want someone to, like, you just want somebody. You just want some. No, okay, you don't want nobody. But I don't know. It's just like, you just want honesty, and you just want. You just want. Damn it. You just want. So, yeah, just along with that, because I'm going to start rambling. I don't want to ramble on that much longer. But yeah, just dealing with that and like the, you know, stuff with the kids, like, that's just been like really taking a toll on my whole sanity. Because it's like, how can you keep it all together trying to figure out the wants and the needs of my children? And, you know, it's all separate. They're all dealing with separate things, like I said before. And it's just like, how? And then it's like, the first instinct when you hear about, you know, when your child is diagnosed with something, it's like, why my child? Like, what did I do, you know, for my child to deserve this? Like, that's always our initial thought when we think about, you know, things like that. And it's just like, where is the strength? Well, how can I do this alone? How can I do this as a single parent? Like, how am I able to do this when I have my own mental issues? So it's just like, those were the questions I was trying to figure out and really trying to maneuver and, you know, just figure out life. It just sucks. Like, it really sucked at a point. Like, I was like, I don't know if I can do this. Like, I just kept saying, like, I don't know if I can do this. So I'm just, I'm really trying not to cry here. But, you know, every day is a new start. And, you know, I'm getting better, and I want to get better, and I want to keep progressing, you know, trying to work on my mental health and you know, all like really dealing with all these just pent up emotions and, you know, pretty much letting them go. And you know what? We're letting them go today. Like just letting it go and just being at peace and slowly getting back to the lovable Yaz that you all know and love. Like let me just give me a minute. Just give me a minute and I'll be right back. All right. I'll be right back. But I know that there's people out there that are going through the same things, that are probably dealing with a breakup or probably dealing with some type of diagnosis or dealing with the loss of a loved one or a friend or whatever struggle that you may have. I am here to tell you that you are not alone. Please reach out to someone that you really trust and can really confide in and really talk about, you know, what you're going through. And be honest with yourself. That's the main one. Be honest with yourself. Because if you're not honest with yourself, how can you be honest with anybody else about what you're going through? And that's what I had to see in myself. I had to be honest with me first. Because if I'm not honest with me, then I can't figure out what the problem is. And we all go through ruts and things like that. And, you know, we have to figure out what we're going through. Like, are we going through a rut? Because sometimes we might not be going through depression. Like, I'm literally going through depression. Like, there's no denying. We already know that story. And I'm going to go further about, like, my mental health story when it's Mental Health Week in February. But, like, some people can just be going through a rut. Because, like, at life, we go through ruts. And we just need to, like, kind of pick ourselves up and get ourselves back, you know, together. But, like, people really dealing with, like, depression know, like, they don't want to shower. They don't want to eat. They don't want to, you know, do anything. They don't want to focus. They don't want to do anything. They don't want to pay bills. They don't want to, you know, be responsible, because, like, we're all, you know, we're just dealing with so much, like, and I'm not saying, you know, just because you're in a rut, you know, it's nothing, I'm totally not saying that. I mean, a rut can lead to a deep depression. I'm just saying that we need to take these things seriously so we can, you know, give ourselves self-appreciation, give ourselves self-love, self-care, and really work on our inner selves to grow and, you know, to be the person that we are supposed to be or who we want to be or what have you. So, like, I just hope that y'all just reevaluate, you know, yourselves and be honest with yourselves and really, you know, focus on yourself first before you can focus on others, because yourself matters and you can't really give somebody your all if you don't even have your all first, right? So, you know, just, I'm here for y'all. I'm praying for y'all. I'm with you and I'm fighting the fight with y'all. I'm rocking with y'all, man. I hope things, no, not even I hope, things will get better. And that might sound the most cliche, but if you've been through darker times than this, you can get through this. You can get through this. This is nothing. You can get through this. Like, I'm rocking with you. I'm with you. And if you need to talk to me, like, you can talk to me, hit me up on my DMs, you know, email me, and, you know, we can chat and we can try to figure life out together, man. Because life is fucking hard, dog. And we have to maneuver somehow. We can't just be in the same... You just can't be in that same position wondering why. We can't. So, I just hope that, you know, y'all got something, like, really good out of this. And I hope that you guys feel better. I hope that if you need to reach out to a therapist, reach out to a therapist, get help. I hope that in 2019, we can all accomplish the great things that we want to accomplish. And don't stop fighting, y'all. That's my time, because I'm trying to figure out what my son is doing downstairs. He's probably just throwing his toys, but that's my time. I talked long enough anyway. So I love you guys, and I see you next time. Peace and love. Love yourself first before you love someone else. Bye.